Appeals for help from the relatives or former employees of deposed African dictators are nothing new. In fractured English, these messages promise unsuspecting victims a share of millions of dollars in ill-gotten gains in exchange for help getting their money into an American bank. But the most recent variation comes from someone claiming to be a U.S. soldier in Iraq with access to $25 million of Saddam Hussein's secret stash of cash. There's one from a Sergeant Greg Moore and another from a Lieutenant Clement Davies, names possibly lifted from newspaper reports about the war. Glenn Lloyd of the Wisconsin Division of Consumer Protection says these scams have a whiff of truth to them that may fool some people.
Because there was news shortly after we invaded Iraq, there were some U.S. soldiers that had found money. So I think people will remember that. There was a lot of interest in that particular story. So I think we're going to have somebody biting on the hook for that one.
Those who do bite may have their identity stolen or their bank account drained. Dozens of spam scams from Iraq and other parts of the world are posted on the webpage Scammarama. It's a site dedicated to exposing and making fun of the spam scammers. The publisher of the page, Eve Edelson, says even those that claim to be from Iraq originate in Nigeria.
This is the same crowd of people doing the same scam, and the only thing that changes is the name and the backstory.
And Edelson says the Nigerians aren't the first to use the lure of tainted money to pick someone's pocket. She can trace it back as far as the French Revolution.
People writing letters to French people of royalist sympathies saying, you know, I was the aide to an aristocrat during the revolution, and he lost his head, but, you know, I know where all his money is, and, you know, you can take it from there.
The Scammarama webpage has links to law enforcement sites for those who want to track down and catch the scammers. There are also postings of some of the sad tales of those who have followed a greedy or just curious impulse and agreed to give out their financial information and ended up losing hundreds or thousands of dollars. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.